Simon Shin Chav Beis. I'm a chalak lidneves to a monus per Shabbos. Person who's giving out portions on Shabbos to the members of his household, to the children or the people of the household, he's giving each one their portion of food. Yochul ha'atul garul, so he can make a lottery. Loimar, which the arrangement would be, Mishi eats a girl plony, whoever gets pulls this and this ticket, yechelik plony shalai. So I'll put out five portions of chicken. Whoever takes the green ticket gets portion number one. Blue ticket gets portion number two. I can divide it up like that. B'hu shiyu ha'chalokim shavim. That's only if the portions are basically equal. So what I'm doing is I'm doing it because this way we won't fight. I want to get that portion, this portion, that portion. You know what? We'll make up the girl. Each the girl will decide which person gets what. So that is mutter. Avol ibacher bezoster. But if it's not members of the household, even though the portions are equal, so there's no like element of we're seeing the Mishnah Berurah is talking about there's an element of gambling over here. It's like gambling in the sense of it's Mesachah B'Kuvya. Well, you, if it's a larger portion, smaller portions, so I'm giving up my rights to the larger one than taking the smaller one. Why should I get the smaller one? You get the larger one. Because we sort of, we're gambling to see how to play out. But over here, they're equal portions. So equal portions, so using the girl to decide which one gets which one, why should be also? The answer is Kivin Shemakpidin Zelze, Yavoyle de Mito Mishko. That since they're Makbid, they might come to measure it and to weigh it. It's the fact that they're using a girl, which means, why are we using a girl? Because I'm afraid you're going to argue with me that you should get this plate or that plate. Seem that they're basically equal, but you're going to want that. So, well, what are we going to do? We end up measuring to make sure that you didn't get more than me, I didn't get more than you, type of a thing. So this has the potential for generating reason to weigh it or measure it. I believe the, but if it's a larger portion versus a smaller portion, we'll have to girl aim to use a girl to decide who gets the larger portion. That will go into this or Masachah B'Kuvya, that we're all betting on, we're all going for the chance of getting the larger one, and I'm giving up my rights on the larger one and taking on the smaller one because I believe that I will hopefully be the winner and get the larger one. So I'm doing it al das. I'm really entering in to this arrangement because I believe I'm going to get the larger one. So if that's so, when I don't get it, I'm not wholeheartedly giving away to you my rights to the larger one. So that's called Masachah B'Kuvya. That's called an asmachta, which is a problem by Masachah B'Kuvya. B'yesharmin, however, there's an opinion which says correct. B'yesharmin, the bono of b'nei beis and mutol the hatol girl, feel almana gadol king almana katano. So I'm saying, no, the larger, smaller, it's not that I specifically want larger or smaller, not makbid, and therefore not makbid, it doesn't go into the reason that the person will weigh it or measure it. Okay? I don't care either way. It's members of the house. They serve making a girl, a bona fide girl role. It's problematic even if a guy is doing it. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's a cut in your test. So we take a case where the person says, that uses the girl to say that this portion goes to this person. So by bottom of the it's mutter as long as the chalakim are shavim, the portions are equal. So you're not playing any type of a dice, any type of a die, because you're not getting anything. So the gambling issue. Gambling issue is when I'm standing to gain or lose. So that's a problem of gambling. Over here, you don't have that problem.
And that's when it says that it's a girl. That's the answer. It's gambling.
Where are you?
The Ramas. Is that
sounds like? That's a Lahata girl.
Take a girl?
No, the girl means to throw the Hatola's girl is the act of playing a lottery, setting up and doing a lottery process.
Dice?
No, the passion would be with tickets. But you put in, you just make a nice Shabbos stick, so you put in a blue ticket, green ticket, red ticket, you put it, a blue marble, red marble, green marble, right? And the guy pulls out the blue marble, wins. The guy gets the big portion. The guy pulls out the small marble, the red marble, loses. So, and it's dark, take your hand and pick up a marble. Okay. Right. So it's not die, but it goes under the Israel Masachah B'Kuvya, which was gambling.
And we're just talking about the Israel gambling.
Well, this process over here of dividing up, there is a Shabbos element over here, was that there's a case where even though the portions are equal, so if it's Banu Mnei Beis, so there's no reason why it should be Yasser. It's not gambling, and they're not really Makbid, but if it's other individuals, it's a Cherim, so the Shulchan Aruch said, even though it's the portions are equal, there's still a Gzeir Drabon, and you might come to Mita Mishkol, which is a Shabbos issue.
And Mita Mishkol means weighing?
So, if the idea is we're getting equal portions, and we're making this girl because we find it difficult to decide who should get what, so we see there's certain elements of Hakpoda between the parties. So, when you get that one, say, one second, let's weigh, let's see how it maybe weighs a little more than mine. Oh, weighs 2 more ounces. All right, so I'm going to weigh it. I might come to weigh it or measure it, whatever it is, make sure that you didn't get more than I did. So that's the Shabbos issue. So that's why it comes up in Masechta Shabbos.
Is there any reason why it's next to Matate?
No. I, the truth is, I would have expected it to be in the next Siman.
Well, I was thinking maybe because they ripped tickets or something.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where it goes.
So we said by other bottom of the base, so equal portions is mut. It's not really makbid zel zeh, fine. But other people, it's also to do a girl, and if that's not a girl, how are you allowed to divide the portions? Right? So I make 5 things and I give you him and a base, so why is it mutter? Right? And so the answer is we assume they're not makbid. So why are we worried about in the case of the Shulchan Aruch? We're worried because the fact that we needed to make a girl. Why are we making a girl? Making a girl because the reality is that the guys couldn't agree who should get which portion. So you already see that we're dealing with a group of people which are not necessarily looking to be mivat with each other. So then there's a chashash of the need of a girl indicates that there's a chashash of hakpada. Elam can't write some hatol girl. Those are because in the shemak pin we see their mak. And that's why there's a problem. So we're a group. Listen, the fact that we're a group that indicates we're not makbid. So if as long as there's no problem of a girl, we're okay. But if they're neighbors, which I'm not mavatir to you, so maybe even without the girl, it should be also. The answer is they didn't answer that. Hakpada means they're not going to be going to forgo even a certain that minimal amount to the other person. Okay. Then he said, however, if it's a large portion and a small portion, even by Bnei Beisa, and even on a weekday, it's still us. The Hatul girl. How the Misha Yitzke Begirl Yitul Hagadol. So there's a larger person, smaller person. Whoever wins the pulls the winning ticket, right? So he gets a large portion. Misha Yitzchai, the one who's found negative, which means didn't win, Yitul Kana takes a smaller one. So that's also even on the weekdays, because Hu Beklaus Schikas Kuvya Mamish. Okay, so that's Mamish. You're using a game of chance type of a thing to see. Well, I hope I'll win. Therefore, I'm whatever rights I have, but I end up losing. So, other guy ended up losing. I won. Another guy lost. So he's mocked it to me. His portion of this thing. He's not really mocked it to me because he didn't want to. He really was planning that he should win. Okay, they used to use pieces of wood, and they used to make some type of a game out of it. Which part of the game was winning pieces, etc. Bekuviyahu avak gezel midivrayim. The Isra of Masach Bekuviyah is an Isra of the Rabbanon. It's avak gezel drabana. Shein died to like this. He doesn't really want to give it to you. That's the rest also even weekdays. In other words, the person not giving, any person who's playing a game of chance, the reason why he's playing a game of chance is because he hopes that he believes he's going to have a good chance to win. So he's willing to go along and pay the money to be part of the thing. See, even because he hopes to gain. So now he didn't. So the money he paid in was now given to, as part of the package, is given to play. I lost the bet, so I give him the money. I lost the girls, so we all contributed to the pot. Now that pot, plenty wins, he gets the pot, or part of the pot, whatever it is. Right? So it's my money going to him. I wasn't really maxing him, because I wasn't planning that I should lose. That's why I put the money in. I didn't put the money in because you should win. I put the money in that I should win. Right? So it's a vakazul because you didn't really have Shane Datalakna said, but can you remember he doesn't really have a full fledged das to be makna. So I was doing, you're stealing. Oh yeah, so because there was also even a weakness.
So all gambling is therefore, unless you're totally decided, I put this money in and I give up on it. So all gambling is Oscar.
Well, the problem is if I decide that, so then you can win. But how can I win? You have to decide that also.
I have to decide that you could also win.
Right.
It's not just the chance that you could win and I could win.
Saying if I win, the problem is I'm going to walk away with money that you didn't really want to give to me. So that's lacking Gemir's ducks. Or vice versa. So you have to have both parties being totally committed to this thing. So Allah says, but probably you don't trust it. This is exactly what we're afraid of. You don't mean it wholeheartedly. So there is a Ramah which talks about a case where he brings a Mordechai, the case where the Mordechai assumes that the Isser is, I have to go now take the item which is by me and give it to you. I don't really mean to do that 100%. In a case where it's sitting on the table in front of us, and the table belongs to us in a way which Kenyan will work for us. So as soon as I win the girl, the item is mine automatically. I'm kind of automatically with the table. So in that situation, the Mordechai holds that's not a problem of Masach B'Kuvya. Because Smachta is when I pull into my reach into the pocket and give out something to you, the Smachta between them over here is because he asked me to lay out them. I didn't really want to lay out the money. But if it's once it's laid out already in a certain sense, it's put out on the table, so it's the kitty is there. A, and there's no ma'aseh hakavod that I need to do because it was made. We were marked at the table to both of us that whoever will win, it'll become his for that moment to be kind of. So there's no process of giving anymore, which has to be done. So I did my giving. So over here, you see that I'm not marked, right? Because you don't have to go and take it out of my pocket and give it away. al kaponim, that's a your chashmesh pedagish. The balabayas in bnei beisoi v'shayach gezel klal shayach kol shalai. So you tell me the problem is schikas masachet bekuvya is that it's gezel midireyim. The answer is gezel. It's not shayach gezel. So he said you can't do one gezel can't do one katana because there's gezel. What gezel? Everything belongs to me. I get to do whatever I want. So how's the shayach gezel? Come welcome. Also the most the sruche bekuvya mecher. But the kids will get used to this idea of kuvya and they'll do it again with somebody else, and that's what he also. Case where it's not the bottom of any base, it's other people. And it's monogadala kinega monokatana. So that's no shadow, that's also. And in other words, besides the issue of this gezer d'reyim, you also have an element of mecha kumemker in it, or dharma the mecha kumemker, but with asur and shabbos for that reason also. Shema pidin shrei hu noisin lohem. Shema pidin. What is coming on? The Yesh Arim says even it's larger and smaller, it's mutter k'nama pita. Shere hu noisin lehem akol mishalai, but it belongs to the balabayas, so shach hashash tamidu mishkol, they're going to weigh and measure because they're makbid, it's larger and smaller, it's mine. You know, I can do anything. V'gam kuvya ein kan, l'char is masach v'kuvya. So he said, it's not a case of kuvya, even though it's larger and smaller, but they all belong to the same, such that you won, you lost. You don't own anything. The problem is gezel d'reyim. Well, you don't own it. I own it. So it's irrelevant the fact that you won or you lost. If the mice of the case is that the kids are using their own money, it's their own portions, it's not Balabais's portions, so they will be dealt with like other individuals, that there is a kashash of Isser. A hatl girl, the Mo said you can't make a girl on Shabbos. Hainu imhu l'chalik ezadofer. They're going to win an item. Well, they feel the makom dosil and suye. Even as an area where you're afraid that if they don't make the girl, the people are going to fight. Who's the reserve of it, etc. Somebody's going to win. That's still better than making a girl. I will have the girl mi yomer kaddish or mi yashiel the Torah. Sure, if they make a girl, they use only the same one person to say kaddish at a time. So the law talks about if you have a scenario which you have different levels of chiyuvim, so the chiyuv of a person who's in shloisha goes for a person of shloisha, person of yoritzah goes for a person who's in yomer kaddish, etc. You have all those kedimas. What says, well, what do you do with the mice? You have two people with equal. You have one kaddish available, and you have two people who have equal needs, both are sons saying kaddish for their parents in the 12th month, in 12 years, in the years, not 12 years, in the first year. So you want to do a girl? So you can't do a girl. So I don't know. I'll bring a ride that I'm right. The tzarech mitzvah, they didn't ask her, because the mitzvah says that they made girls. They did it on Shabbos also. Who takes out the Shabbos Adashin? So over here also, the Tarsus mitzvahs are different. I'm a Nezer Kaddish. Hey, we're Shem Shus Yankim. Chel Gimel Simin Chotal. Jamash. I'm not the rock. I'll the girl. Me Toich Asaver Kano. You pick. We pick a number, and then they open up the saver randomly. You know, whoever's number is close, type of a thing. Because saver betsim is not mooks. I will help the girl. I get a piskos. And it's the Buber Shabbos. Shame Kolecha Alav. Everybody has their name in there, or the portions are in there. And Matilim the Kalpi, they mix it, they put it into the Kalpi. Matzian Piska, they take out the piece of paper, Pethik. Mishiyal is Hebrew Torah, Zoster. Because of Hebrew Torah. So even though it's a Tzarek Mitzvah, but it's Mamash, Mice of Girl. You wrote it out, etc. You might come do that on Shabbos, etc. That's still Shaykh. Bish Shabbos. You can't make a girl with Shabbos. With Mishabura, I'm not going to run. Filim Hudra Mitzel. Loi Habimotzi. The Mevad Meyasmo. Viloi Habimotzi. Mevad Meyasmo. Gam can also be Shabbos. Gam can also be Shabbos. Ubi Yom Tov Mashra Shabbos. There was in Yom Tov, he was matul, having a guy do the girl Ayurei and Yehudi, but not on Shabbos. Okay, Simen Shinchov Gimel. Dinei Hashola B'Kinyan B'Tzarchi Shabbos V'Hadochas Kelim HaKelim M'Dikunan V'Tvilosin B'Shabbos. So Zotu Mechav. What you learn from the Chaver? Malali Klisa. Take a measuring cup. I'm allowed to give you a measuring cup and say, "Do it here. Fill this up." I didn't say any measure. I didn't mention measure at all. I said, "Fill up." So that's mutter. Fill a humi yuchel the meat, even though it's a kli which is designated for measuring purposes, but. See, you didn't say anything about measuring. We assume you don't mean measuring. And whatever. Right. So you don't mean. Samela. We're not afraid he's going to come to measure based on that, which that itself is like an exam. So. But. If a person would measure behani milikish and noitel halakech midah shel marker malicha lebeis, may tzarich lomer im bebeis mi beis maybe halakech mi beit tov beis or malali. Please, okay. So the case is that the lakech. It's normally what the normal procedure in the store would be that the marker would take. His keli, pour from the large container into the clay, measure out the amount, and then pour it from there into the jug of the kohen. Bring your own bottle, you know, bring your own bag. So they bring their own container, and the bala bayis, the marker would pour into it. Zot the mechaber, that looks like mechach memker. But over here. So what's the case? The case was not done in the normal fashion. Hani milik shenoytul halakech midah shel mercher malicha lebeis. So mercher lets the kech walk home with his measuring cup. So the malicha lebeis takes it home. That is acceptable. Vein tzarich lomer im maybe halakech mitach beis. But if the elakeach brings from home a kli, vermal malaliki says, "Fill up this kli for me." That's going to work. I will limit the kli miyuchel the meter of a lishpach l'sarach kelo shel elakeach. That's not going to be able to take the measuring cup. It's made for measuring. It's by the marker, made for measuring. So the gzera of meter mishkel applies. If I come to measure it, which is so, you can't say malaliki there. Which means you're not saying mita on a camera. You're using a case of a kli, which is miyuchel the mita. And then afterwards you're going to pour it out. So clearly, why is it? Mamashah. if the, why don't you go shave in the Merkah's barrel and fill the calf's jug? The answer is because you want to measure it beforehand. Because you get the right amount and you can charge the right amount. So you're ready into meters. So you can't do it.
It doesn't matter that it's already been paid for. Let's say somebody paid for the jug already. Or paid for my bottle full of water.
So what'd you do?
You already paid. You already paid for your bottle full of water.
Okay.
You showed up with your jug and now he's going to measure.
Doesn't make a difference.
It's not a gzera that maybe you'll come to do Mekachem Emker. So therefore...
It's a gzera on...
Because it's part of the process, I guess.
Yeah. Now he has Yeshu Kilim Loimar, the Kol Shein of Machab on the meat of the Gamri, Shemayr and Moisiv Mat. If you have low intent for meat, and that's nicker, how is that? You go below the measure or above the measure? Sure, it's mut. Can make pashat linda bekli hamiyuchah the middle of this shvachol kelim shalakev means. So what's mutter? It's mutter to pour it into that kli and then pour it from that kli into the kelim shalakev. We do that. Void just brought the chumasim esamak tama mekilam will take. Why it's mutter? Then I'll bash Shabbos. Then I'll come up. Yom Tovayin. I'll come up and Simin Tav Kuf Hey Tav Kuf Kuf Hey. Rabbi Simin Shin Zion Sefiut. So there's a problem with chalitz on Shabbos. It's considered halachically like So this halacha of avor over here, which we have over here, there's a limitation on avor. Just one second, I'm going to use that piece to you. No, Mishabur doesn't mention. Let's see, Mishabur. Hey. This Rav Avor is on Shabbos. Is looking at avor and Yom Tov, which there's a limitation on how you do avor. Eat my food. You have to say it in the right lashon. Yesh mekilim to Mishabur. Hainu de al yedei ze en yisur. The heter over here is using his own personal measuring and then pouring out from there. That looks like that. So the answer is, the minig is to do the kli miyuchad. Samach shapamim mutter lahaskir av shemira vayin shoma shakasavna v'zeh. Gimel, excuse me, Bey, zot the mechaber. Mutter lor melechaveroi, person can tell us, chavera, melody klizeh, lamachar nim dar oisai, vol yermon lo tainli, me the plainness. So listen, why don't you take this cup's worth, fill it up, and we'll measure it tomorrow, we'll know how much you took. So I'm going to say that to the person. So that sounds like I'm discussing Mechukum Hemker. So no, that's not. I'm sorry, I'm falling asleep. So that's mutter. Now, why in the world is that mutter? Because it might say you're measuring. So the Mishabur Ches, mutter. Hano Avshe Medida also b'Shabbos v'Yamtiv. You can't do Medida, you can't measure. Kamalka mutter last year, you let him mention it. So the process of putting it in this Kali, which has no measures to it, it's not called Medida. Measuring that, actually measuring it, you know, how much it holds is after Shabbos. Mentioning that we'll measure it after Shabbos is not awesome. I only have some in Shazai and Sifchas, also learn the replenish S of the Macher, Mash also lasts a yam. So Mishra says, one second, there's a law I can't talk about what I can't do on Shabbos, and I can't measure on Shabbos. Ula, maybe it's a wise mutter to match them and do that on Shabbos. Mishum the Shahut the Tzarech Shabbos, itiru. Even though normally the law is, I cannot say I will do this on Shabbos, but over here by Medina, the law is, over here, because of the need, this semi-measuring that you mentioned, I'm going to measure tomorrow, because obviously the person needed it to get the food.
What about measuring for an animal, then? The animal has to eat X amount.
I don't know. Avo lo yomar tenli midaplanks. Lo yomar filo in a kana mimeno klal or shel mimeno. Rama hashileni midaplanks. Gam ken also mishum medida. Rabbi comes in a chol. Can I was a shimon shimvo. Even if the guy says, "Prefer that I don't want to buy it. I just want to borrow it." So I'm not doing Kenyan, I'm just doing Shayla. He says, just lend me Mita Plonis. Gam can also Mishum Medida, Babakub Nilchol. Mita Plonis, don't give him Mita Plonis. Or Ketzia, Revias, or even if not a full amount, a half or a quarter, Kimin Shemask, your Shayma Mita, you're measuring the amount. Give me a half a quart's worth. I want the Lord Mermali Klizah Adishnosis. Shnosis were the indicators in the inside of the Kli where you would reach a certain level, play a half a liter, a liter, there'd be a marking inside. That's called a shenosis. So I can tell you, one measure up to the second, measure up, there's five, to the top, three shenosis up. So I said a measure, but I didn't really say a measure, I didn't give it a real measurement that it said up to that point. That is okay. Gimel, what's the number of the bezim b'minyan? I can ask for X amount of eggs, X amount of almonds. And begozim is nuts. B'minyan yiralev. Hanosh ermeloy asura oyasim. He says a number 10, 20. That's not necessarily an act of Kenyan, because the Balabais also would be measuring out his eggs. Later, Kamunaitel, how many is taken away? So the issue of mechukamemker, as it goes in the mechukamemker, which is all the gzera you come to write it, etc., is if you're measuring it out the idea of a measure, you pay per measure. But my goal is to tell you, I need 10 apples. I'm not discussing. It's not being used as hechatim or anything else for medida, etc. It's a practice to tell you I need 10 apples, so that's mut. That's all that you're saying.